Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
It is a special day. Listen up.
I love bananas.
I like bananas.
You like bananas?
Of course I love bananas.
Why should I care?
Because it's National Banana Day.
No, bananas are delicious. Why is that our problem?
Do you know how many things you can make
from the banana?
So many things.
It's National Banana Day.
Banana peels are really slippery.
National Banana Day.
Happy National Banana Day.
Bananas, B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
That's how Tori said she learned how to spell bananas from that song.
Thank you, Gwen.
National Banana Day. When's the last time you ate a banana?
Well, I don't know, maybe a week ago.
Okay, that's not bad for you, Tom.
We get them pretty regularly.
Okay.
Does it count if it was in a cake?
Or a milkshake.
Well, I have banana fun facts you may find appealing.
It's got a peel on the bananas.
Yeah.
And you have to peel it off.
We were talking about bananas the other day. Why do they grow curved? And that's because they grow towards the sun. That's what makes them curved.
Right.
Well, roughly 96% of American households purchase bananas at least once per month.
Yeah, we're probably better than that. My wife likes to have them around.
You think about that, though. That's 96% of Americans' households. I'm like, yes, most of them are eating bananas.
Yeah, the real question is, how many of those bananas are going bad?
Yep.
Okay, we'll get to that in just a second.
It didn't say they were eating them, it said they were buying them.
Yeah. Well, a cluster of bananas are called a hand.
Really?
And they consist of like 10 to 20 bananas, individual bananas together.
20?
And they're known as fingers. Like, that's
phalanges.
Why they call it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Banana phalanges. Buffalanges.
And, you know, banana is very versatile fruit if you think about it. It's great on cereal with peanut butter and banana sandwiches. You can use it to pretend like you're on a phone to entertain your friends or your kids.
You could throw it at someone like a boomerang.
You can do that. You can use it like a laser gun with your kids. So very versatile fruit, I think. But is it a fruit, really?
It's a berry.
Yeah, okay, there you go, Tom.
Because it comes from an ovary of the flower.
He is cheating.
When I see him look up, I know he's reading.
Yes, you are cheating. Yeah. But I thought that was very interesting that it's known as a berry.
Is that because it has seeds inside?
It's because it grows from a single ovary and it contains seeds.
Okay. Yes. Oh, wow, I need to have the birds and the bananas talk with my kids. Yeah. But bananas float in water, just to let you know, as do apples and watermelons. If you put them in water, they will float.
I do know the watermelons because when I was a kid, we used to go up to the mountains and there would be this little stream coming by and my family would keep the watermelon in the stream to keep cool until we were ready to eat it. I remember
something.
That.
So I guess you were talking about the bananas turning brown. And I actually use them as decorative items in my kitchen just to kind of color things up. You get some fruit. And you
a little yellow brown.
Yeah. Well, and in the fall, it's perfect.
Yeah.
Because I have those brown bananas and those apples are red. It's very colorful.
I like them brown.
And
sweeter.
I have some oranges there. It's the Thanksgiving colors.
A little gnats flying around.
Yeah. But how do you like your bananas? 29% of Americans say they like to eat bananas. that they're when they're at least partially green. I like a greener banana than a brown banana.
Nope.
You know, I read a long time ago, brown bananas actually have better nutrients for
yes,
you.
They're sweeter.
They are sweeter. That's what they were saying here.
I can taste the green.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like green ones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, 6% like them mostly green.
Gross.
Yeah. Now, I had one the other day that had all kinds of liver spots on it.
Oh, don't call them that.
Yeah.
And sweet spots.
It's so old, and I peeled it back, and it's so mushy inside. I just threw it away. I'm like, man, this one's gone too far.
Yeah, but if they're too fresh, then they have that weird, like, gritty film thing to them.
Yes.
It grosses me out. It gets all on my teeth.
I worked in restaurants where I'd make banana puddings every day for the restaurant.
Yeah.
And we got a load in. It was all green. I literally had to peel them. My boss said, make banana puddings.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I'm like, I can't even peel them. They're so green. I had to cut the skin off with a knife.
Oh, man.
Well, but they tasted like crap.
And what's those little strings on the bananas? It's just like little banana strings. I'm like, I hate getting those like in my cornflakes or frosted flakes.
Well, how do you get it in there? I peel them off.
Well, sometimes you don't see them and you're cutting it and like, I'll just let that one go. It's already touched the milk. I don't want to put my fingers in the milk.
Gross.
Am I just weird?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. 50% of people like to time it out that they eat the banana perfectly yellow.
That's what I would shoot for.
Yeah.
I might go a little on the brown side, but I don't want it green.
They say with no green or no brown, it's perfectly yellow. And like Cato said, bananas are sweeter as they ripen. So the more you let it go brown, the more sweet it is.
You don't have to let your bananas go bad. I will, when they get good and brown and sweet, I will slice them, freeze those slices, and then I'll take the slices, throw them in
there
a blender
go.
With peanut butter and a little milk and make a milkshake.
We could do that, or you could bake with them, because that's when banana nut bread is so good. I just made a cake the other day with bananas in it.
Well, they have to be mushy for banana nut bread. Mm.
Okay, well, rubbing a banana peel on your forehead can help cure a headache if you don't have aspirin at home or any, you know, medicine.
The inside or outside?
It doesn't say, but could you imagine that?
I think it's the inside.
Okay.
I would think, yeah. I'm going to try that.
Have you done it, Tom?
No.
Why would you even know that?
I just don't think the outside is as likely to help you, boys. The inside's got all that fresh stuff you've just opened up.
Yeah. They also say rubbing it inside, the rubbing of the inside of a banana peel on a household plant leaves it very shiny. It shines the leaves up if you want to do that.
Oh. But wouldn't that cause bugs?
You would think,
it's
right?
Sweet and there's, yeah.
Pledge does too. It'll shine up your leaves.
You can use the inside of a banana peel to clean and polish leather shoes. So if you want to polish your shoes, you don't have any shoe polish at home, you want to, you know, girls, you want to dress up those shoes, make them shinier, get you a banana.
Wow.
I do not feel like that's good information. I feel like that would ruin the shoes.
Have little gnats following you around.
Yeah.
By your feet. That's just disgusting. And they also make good the silver polish. Like if you want to polish up your silver wear at home. So there's other uses for bananas.
You invite people over and they're like, why does everything taste like bananas?
Okay. Bananas make great conditioner to help restore dry, damaged hair. So you can wash your hair with bananas.
We have questions about that. The actual bananas, or do I rub the peel on my hair?
Mash a banana, they say, and add a tablespoon full of heavy cream and a tablespoon full of honey as a mixture for homemade shampoo.
Okay,
once again,
that.
You got those gnats following you around at the workplace.
And honey seemed like it would be sticky.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So many. And listen, that's just a few of the fun banana facts that are appealing this morning that I have for you. I mean, I have look at tons of them right here.
Well, don't read them all.
Warn you that the headache thing, that is an old wives' tale, and there doesn't seem to be any medical evidence for it.
Oh, really?
So,
well, if the wife says it, you have to listen to her.
Maybe that's why it's still around.
Okay. Well, I hope I have entertained you well enough with your banana facts this morning.
I'm going to need one to rub across my head right now.
Get a headache.
Tom just told you it didn't work.
Well, I'm going to try.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
We were just talking about, I guess, National Banana Day. And, Tom, I don't want to overlook your day either, because today is also Cheeseball Day.
Yay!
So that's right. It's a day dedicated to Tom Steele and Ryan Seacrest.
He likes cheese balls too.
No, he's just cheesy. He's just cheesy. But Tom has cheese balls behind him right now, ladies and gentlemen. Halfway through that tub right there.
Crunching them with his mouth open all morning.
I do not crunch with my mouth open. Right, I just have thin cheeks.
There you go.
No, those cheeks are wide open.
Yeah.
Maybe you want to switch over to a banana. It doesn't sound as bad. They don't crunch.
I like cheese ball day.
Well, okay.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
There's a lot of difference in what bosses think about their employees and what employees think about their bosses. And they just came out with a poll. They found that 89% of bosses don't think their employees are feeling burnt out right now. So almost 90% of them think their employees are thriving.
Mm-hmm.
However, that same poll found that 3 out of 4 workers say they are burnt out. So the bosses aren't getting the right message.
Yeah, that's true.
Or else they're... I think that's one of the reasons that workers feel burnt out sometimes is because they don't feel like the boss is listening to their needs or noticing their situation. And the boss is like, everything's fine. And they're like, no, it's not.
I think, like with our parents and grandparents, I think that the employees were treated much better, you know. And then they all of a sudden they're like, hey, we got to get a little bit more out of these people, a little bit more out of these people. And over the past 10 years, like, a little bit more, just a little bit. Can I get you to do this extra job, and I'm not going to pay you any extra?
I disagree with you. It's not a little bit more. It's a lot more. They keep they fire people, and they're like, you need to do their work, too.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm not going to give you any more money, but I will change your title.
Yeah, exactly. They haven't even changed our titles.
I know.
But you know, back in the day, companies offered pensions. Well, and you could retire after 20 years and get your pension. Now they've taken all that away. They've taken everything away.
And our insurance sucks now.
And yeah, making you work till you're 70.
They did all of that. Plus, now with technology, they never leave you alone. No one clocks out and they're just done with work. Their emails all hours of the day and night.
I don't answer those after business hours.
Well, and a lot of times, though, the boss is also, he's not directly getting, he's getting the same treatment you are. They got the CEOs that are making those decisions.
Well, I can tell you what caused this.
What?
Quite simply, it's the stock market.
Okay.
Yes. Once a company goes public, then the shareholders become God, and they're supposed to get as much out of that company as possible. They don't care about the people working there. If there's an extra 10 cents of money to be made, they're not about to give it back to their workers. They're going to take it. Honestly, the stock market is a plague. Anytime a company goes public, it's going to suck to work there.
I read something kind of dark, which is basically after you pass, the only people mourning you will be the ones who love you. Your boss will be looking for your replacement.
Yeah, that's true. You know what? You can even just kind of reference this by the Christmas bonuses you've gotten over the past few years.
Like,
you
know, Christmas bonuses?
I know. But, you know, for us, like 15 years ago, we were getting like Blu-ray players and, you know, electronic gadgets. Yeah. And stuff like that. And then they said, okay, we're going to give you a ham from Honey Baked Ham, which is fine too.
I'll take that.
And then they started going, here's a coupon to get you 20% off that Honey Baked Ham for your Christmas bonus. And now it's nothing, Tom.
It's like Jelly of the Month Club.
Sounds digressed.
And for what it's worth, the Blu-ray players and all the technology, they didn't pay for that.
No.
They traded it for commercials.
Yeah, now it's come down at 10 a.m. for some donuts and muffins.
And we'll sing Christmas songs.
Yeah. And the boss is like, those donuts and muffins are keeping them from getting burnt out.
Yeah. Why are you so burnt out? You're not even singing the song this year.
Yeah, I'm not even going.
But it is. It's frustrating that and they asked us here recently, and one of the things that I personally complained about was the lack of being able to have the tools to do our job. Like, we need to upgrade on a computer system. It hasn't happened in 5 years. And, you know, there's never money to do these things. Just make it work with what you got is what we get told.
Well, and you have the extra homework of watching the videos to make sure that you don't offend anybody at work. You got to do all that homework now. And then, Tom, those surveys they send, you have to do homework with that and tell them how grade the company, how they're doing. And they say it's anonymous, Tom. And you write all the bad stuff about them. And they know it's you. Oh, that's from Tom's computer.
Well, they also know it because they're like, what department do you work for? Who's your boss? glass. Yeah. And you're like, I think they're going to know who I am by the time I fill all that stuff.
So can you be really truthful and really say what you feel?
No. I did, but I may not be here next week.
You said homework, Hawk? I do that during the work day.
Oh, you do it at work?
I don't do it at home.
Oh, okay. I do too. I'm like, you're going to make me do it? I'm getting paid for it.
Yes, exactly.
I'm not doing it at home.
I hope the boss isn't
listening. Detect some burnout here.
Yeah, I think so.
Extreme burnout.
But we have fun having burnout, y'all.
I'm blessed.
That's why we try to bring it every day here on the Hawk and Tom Show, try to make you laugh, even though we're burnt out.
Well, they say the top thing a boss can do to keep people from being burnt out is to actually care about the person. Among the 1 out of 4 workers that said they're thriving, the top reason they gave was my manager is invested in my success. So the fact that they actually care, like if let's say you have to do something on a certain day and they want to do something that day and you go, well, I've got this doctor's appointment. If they care enough to move things around for you or to try to make it easier. Why, does someone have a doctor's appointment I don't know about?
No.
I mean,
but anyway. You do know
I schedule doctor's appointments when they come out with meetings.
Oh, really?
I need an excuse.
More burnout.
Yeah.
One thing you do have in common with your boss, 63% of them also say they're burnt out. So you mentioned that kind of hog.
Yeah.
But yeah, they say that those are the things. Now, the top three things that cause burnout are constant changes, too much busy work, and high turnover. So if you're working in a place where they're constantly making you do things that don't help at all towards your job.
Like taking videos on how not to offend somebody.
Well, they also have the videos on how not to accidentally get the company hacked by hackers.
Yeah, by hackers and stuff like that.
I wonder who caused that.
Yeah,
Hawk. Himalayan furniture.
Well, I Googled something. I did, and that just caused
company-wide.
Yeah. that video was because of me, y'all. Yeah. And I'm so sorry I wasted your time.
I'm sure the harassing one was because of someone else we know.
And then bosses also get burnt out from employees who do things like get them hacked by computer guys.
I'm sorry.
If you're a boss, then I guess the message here is if you can make your employees feel like you actually give a crap about them, that will make a big difference.
Tom, boss and empathy, that does not go
together.
I
said make them feel like
that you do. Oh, pretend like you feel like.
Right.
Okay.
If you're our boss, we're not talking about you.
No, huh?
No, the other bosses.
Definitely not when we specifically mentioned the computer issues and everything here. We weren't talking about here.
It's okay. We're anonymous.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We'll be celebrating the NCAA women's basketball because our Lady Gamecocks, did so well this year. And even one of the most highest watched sporting events for women.
The women's finals were over 4 million more people watched the women's final over the men's finals, and it was more interesting to watch.
Yeah.
And I don't even like sports.
Well, they asked people, name a sport that women are better at than men. Hmm. Yeah, sport that women are better at than men.
Ooh.
So there are some out there.
Softball.
Okay, well, you know what? You see those girls do the fast pitch softball.
I wouldn't bat against them.
And I'm like, I'd rather play the men's where they're just kind of lobbing it over. I can hit that ball.
I was a little kid. There was a big battle between men and women on tennis.
Okay,
and yeah. Billie Jean King beat some dude.
Wow.
And they were like, oh, look, women are better at tennis than men. So I think that's one where they can be.
Well, you got Serena Williams. I'm like, she could beat most of the men on planet Earth, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and you hear a lot more about her than anybody else here lately. But gymnastics was the number one thing because the girls' flexibility. The guys are not as flexible when it comes to gymnastics.
Yeah. And we have extra parts.
Even with the Olympics, you want to watch the women, or I do anyway.
I was thinking cheerleading, so gymnastics would go along.
Is that a sport?
I mean, it is.
Oh, yeah.
I knew someone was going to say that. That's why I brought it up.
Well, because a lot of times we get in trouble when we...
No, you get in trouble.
I do not. I just asked the question, is that a sport?
Like, it is a sport.
You see it online, everybody arguing about it all the time.
It's definitely a sport, especially when you get to the competition level.
Yep.
The stuff that those people can do is insane.
I think anything where you sweat while you're doing it should be considered a sport.
I agree. Even walking.
Yeah. Mowing the lawn.
Oh, my.
So does that take golf off the table?
Yes.
Especially if you're in a golf cart.
Oh, you sweat all the time when you're playing golf.
Yeah, because you can't use a golf cart in a tournament. You have to walk the course, so you're sweating.
Could you imagine the color commentator and the guy announcing like someone mowing the lawn?
I honestly can. Like, I think that would make a cool sport.
Yeah.
Oh, he missed a blade there. That's going to cost him.
You know, that's the third blade he's missed this season, Tom.
Oh, his lines have a crook in it.
He has an average blade miss of 23%.
That would be very high, I would think.
Oh, he went into the neighbor's yard.
Oh, no. It's going to cost him. Offsides.
That is too funny.
Okay, so a sport where women are better than men, gymnastics, tennis was mentioned. Volleyball was mentioned, but I think that's pretty much equal. But who were the girls not long ago in the Olympics? Misty May. Wasn't it Misty?
I thought the other one was Walsh, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. So that was fun to watch. Ice skating. Girls are better at ice skating.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. When you watch them with the Olympics?
I guess it depends on what you mean by better, because the guys will usually skate faster in the races. The women are more,
I agree.
They're more dance-like and more fluid.
Figure skating. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm thinking of. Like, because you see they're more elegant and graceful out on the ice than the guys.
And look better in those little skirts.
But the guys can do the triple Lindy type thing, though, and... You know, do a lot more spins, I think, than the girls most of the time.
I don't know about that. No,
that's Hawk still.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to start another fight here. And women are better at synchronized swimming, they say.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a sport?
Well,
you can't sweat.
Yeah, you do. Even when you swim, you sweat. A lot of people don't realize that, but you're sweating while you're swimming, and those cooties are in that swimming pool.
Oh, fine. What's the one with the girls? They get in and they do the ballet in the pool and
synchronized swimming.
Okay. I watched some teen on video, and I don't know how old it was, whether it was new or not, and they were awesome.
Yeah, it's hard to move in the water though. Have you ever tried to run like in the water and stuff? It's like a fun kid game you play. And I tell you what I would be good at. I could go to the Olympics with Guess What I'm Saying Underwater game.
What? You said you want a hot dog after this?
I tell you, I can run really fast in water at the beach when something touches my leg. I'll be up on that sand in a heartbeat.
I tell you, I lose Usain Bolt in that one. If something touches my foot, I'm gone.
I'm out.
And then dancing competitions. If that is a sport, you do sweat when you're dancing. But girls are much better at dancing, I think. Than guys.
What do you, dancing competitions? You mean like up on stage?
Yeah.
That's definitely a sport. I sweat watching them.
I think it's a competition. I don't know if it's a sport.
Yeah.
Because like I think for a sport, you also sometimes need to have some sort of a like competition involved too.
Right.
Someone who's going to win.
But you do look at those dance competitions and you see those guys out there doing the salsa and you're like, man, I wish I could be cool and dance like that. It maybe. No, you don't think that.
I kind of do.
Worked for Ryan Gosling. He used to be a dancer. Look at him now.
Really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
No, it's interesting, though. You say he used to be and look at him now, which implies that what he's doing now is better.
He's Ken.
Exactly.
Come on now.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.